Amen.
Today's story is Love Gave, written by Quinoa Aragon, illustrated by Ramel Ruiz. Before God made the heavens and the earth, he lived in perfect joy. He delighted in himself, one forever existing perfect being, Father, Son, and Spirit all in one. So before time was, there was love. In love, God made everything, even you and me. Now he made us to be his friends, but we have a big, big problem. Do you know what it is? Sin. Our greatest grandparents, Adam and Eve, walked away from God in the Garden of Eden. And since then, we're all born with a seed of sin in our hearts. We lie, we steal, we cheat, and it all breaks his heart. You see, God is perfectly clean, like a brand new shirt. Our sin makes us filthy, like we rolled in the dirt. So the big, big problem is this. God is so good and sin is so bad, God and sin just can't be friends. What should God do with us? We have sin. And because of our sin, we should get forever death, forever far away from him, forever never God's friend, all because of sin. But God is love, Father, Spirit, Son, and love loved us so much, love gave us Jesus. Now Jesus is God's Son, but he was a lot like you and me. He loved to play, talk, and sing. And do you know what else he loved? Children. They'd come for tickles and stories and hugs. Sometimes they'd come with messy hair and stinky feet, but do you think Jesus loved them any less? Do you think he'd first make them take a bath? Ha, of course not. He brought them close every time. He showed them what God is like, strong and gentle, honest and kind. And then one day, like the most amazing friend, Jesus gave us the biggest gift. A gift more exciting than your wildest dreams. A gift sweeter than all the ice cream you could ever eat. A gift even better than 100 presents. A gift that cost the price of heaven. Can you guess what it was that Jesus gave us? Well, here it is. Jesus died and rose again to take away all our sins and make us his forever friends. You see, this gift God gave us was the greatest gift of all. He gave us himself. That is love. So how can we get God's greatest gift? How can we become Jesus' friends? By trying really, really hard to be perfect? By saving all our pennies to pay for it? By learning a bunch of big, big words like communicable attribute? No, 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 none of those things will do. Don't you see? God is love. And love is received by anyone who will just believe. Who can be friends with Jesus? When Jesus lived here on earth, he met lots of different people. Some had a bunch of money and toys. Others had very few toys. Some knew tons of stuff about God. Others knew very little about God. Some had lots of friends. Others had no friends at all. But Jesus knew that our biggest problem isn't how much or how little we have. Our big, big problem is our sin. It keeps us from being friends with God. but it was always God's plan to show us his great love by giving us Jesus, who died for our sins and rose again so that we could become his friends. John 15:13. John, a very good friend of Jesus, told us, "To all who did receive Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." John 1:12. Jesus wants to be your friend too. Will you trust him today? None of us are too old to go to Jesus as children. And thank God for that. Amen.